We're doing brachos. We're up to the flamed alpha med beis, the two dots, 8 lines from the bottom. Mechanaim daber talibam, Rabbi Elazar mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Aliskei liba, what does it mean? She was talking on her heart. She was talking about what's on her heart. Amra lefanav, she said before him, the holy him. Ribono shlolam, master of the world. Kol ma shebrata v'isha lo brata dvar chad lebatala. Everything you created in a woman, you created not one thing for naught. Einayim lirot, you created eyes to see. Ve'oznayim lishma, and ears to hear. Chotem le'ariach, the nose to smell. Peledaber, the mouth to speak. Yadayim lasot ben melacha, the hands to do work. Ragnayim la'alech ben, the feet to walk ben. Dadayim la'anik ben, you gave me the capacity, the physical capacity, to nurse. Tadayim alalu shenatat alibi, lama lo la'anik ben. So, on my heart, I have the capacity to nurse. Why shouldn't I nurse with that part of my body? Tenli ben ve'enik ben, give me a son and I will nurse with them. Every part of me you created for a purpose. You created my chest for a purpose too, so let me nurse. Amar Rabbi Elazar, mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, kol ha'yoshev betanit b'shabbat, korin lo gzar dino shel 70 shana. Rabbi Elazar quotes in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. When it says the word mishum, it means he didn't hear it directly from him, but rather he heard it in his name. If someone is fasting on Shabbos, they will tear apart his gzar din for 70 years. If he had a bad decree for 70 years, even that gets all torn up. Okay. V'afal pichen chuzrim v'nifreim imenu din oneg Shabbat. And even so, they're going to punish him because he destroyed his oneg Shabbos. That's no joy of Shabbos. My takantes, how does he protect himself from that? What does he do to fix it? Amar v'nachma yitzchak letiv tanit letanit. So let him fast again to atone for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. What? Okay. So la halacha, the Taz and the Aruch Shulchan write that bizman hazeh, you don't fast on Shabbos. If a person has a terrible dream and he's all upset and his oneg Shabbos is fasting, so then, okay, he could do it. But really, you don't have to listen to your dreams because most of the dreams stem from indigestion. Being that you don't really have to listen to the dream, so then the fact that you're fasting is your own choice. So then if it's your own choice, you have to fast over the fast, the fact that you fasted. Rashi says that when you have to fast a second time to atone for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, that means you have to fast the next morning on Sunday morning. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Beis Yosef quotes a Zohar and a Rashba that you have to fast the very next day. But this argues on the tour, and and also the Rambam and the Mordechai, that they all hold, you don't have to fast the very next day to fix it up. Now what happens if a person is very weak, he can't fast 2 days straight? So then we rely on the Rambam, on the tour, on that opinion that says you don't have to fast the very next day. But Pasha Pshat is like Rashi says, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's how it says in the Zohar. Back to our Gemara. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar, chana aticha dvorim klapei mala. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos taught that when Chana davened, so Chana spoke disrespectfully towards heaven. Shneema v'titpalel al Hashem. It doesn't say she prayed to Hashem, but on Hashem. Melamed sheticha dvorim klapei mala. This teaches us that she spoke disrespectfully towards heaven. Heticha, okay. V'amar Rabbi Elazar. V'amar Rabbi Elazar. Okay. Before we continue, there's an interesting Tosfos here. Tosfos on the previous sugya. We said whoever fasts on Shabbos. So Rabbi Chananel points out, what kind of fast? A Tanis Chalom. That's what we said. And that's it says it overtly in the Medrash Tehillim. So Baal Halachos Gedolo says that if a person fasts on Shabbos, he should say El Anenu in Elokai Nitzor. And that's what the Tur and Shulchan Aruch say. Say Anenu without sealing off the Anenu. And the Ramah says, you add the Ribon Kol HaOlamim, that the Gemara tells us in Brachos, that when a person finished fasting, we saw this earlier, he should say, Master of the World, it's revealed and known before you that in the time that the temple was built, a person would bring a sacrifice, and all they'd bring before it was its fat and blood. today I sat and fasted the whole day, and I have less fat and blood because I fasted today, it should be considered before you as though I brought it before your altar, and I should find favor in your eyes. So that Ribon Kol HaOlamim is printed in many Siddurim in Elokai Netzor by Mincha, and the Rama says we say that even on a fast of Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan and Magen Avraham say, we could also say the Elokai Ad Shelo Notzarti, that we say on Yom Kippur, Ad Shelo Notzarti Eni Chedai, V'Achshav Shnotzarti Eni Chedai, etc., like we saw in the Gemara earlier. Rabbi Elazar Eliyahu Etiach Dorim Klapei Ma'ala. Rabbi Elazar taught Eliyahu also spoke disrespectfully towards heaven. Shneimar, V'ata Sibot Et Libam Achoranit. As the verse says, Eliyahu said, God, you twisted their hearts around. You allowed them to err and think that this paganism is a way of life. So he blames God for Israel's sins. How do we know that God conceded that Eliyahu was right? In the prophet Micha, God says, I will gather the Jewish people as I have harmed them. What do you mean, I have harmed them? They harm themselves by sinning. Hashem is taking responsibility and saying, yes, I have a hand in it because I created the Yetzer Hara. So here Hashem really conceded to Eliyahu's claims.